Welcome to Shuffle Bloody Shuffle.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. It's every time I know it, and then as soon as I come to record, it goes. Welcome to Shuffle Bloody Shuffle, the only podcast where we're going to unearth metal's bangers and clangers through the decades. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, John. I love it when you fuck up an intro.
I hate it.
It gives me a little bit of a, I don't know, it's a good way to start, I feel, even though it's a terrible way to start.
Yeah, I guess it loosens you up a bit, maybe.
It loosens me up and it makes you look foolish, which maybe then loosens me up a bit more.
It says win-win for you.
It's a win-win for me, yeah. It's like having a shot of alcohol before we do the pod.
It's lose-lose for the listener, but win-win for you.
Yeah, they're not winning anything.
No, no, not at all. Symphonic Metal Week.
Yeah, well, Symphonic Black Metal Week is the albums we've been given.
Yeah, that's true. I think we should call it just symphonic metal, but it just happens to be that both of them are in the black metal world.
Yeah. Which, it's this style, I've never listened to this sort of music. And I was looking at kind of the main bands that sort of attributed to symphonic metal, and it's music I've never listened to. I mean, I've heard of Nightwish.
Yeah, Nightwish.
Who else?
Is...
Come on, John.
Lacuna Coil, are they a symphonic metal band?
I don't know. I don't know. I've got no idea.
And then you have the kind of, yeah, the black metal ones like Emperor and Dimmu Borgir and...
Yeah. Is it Gia? Is it Borgir?
I have no idea.
I thought it was Borgir.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Maybe it is. Well, yeah, so I guess they're the two that we've got, luckily enough.
Yeah.
Emperor and Dimmu Borgir / Gia.
Gia. It's so really a symphonic black metal week, which, John, is your, yep, it's your wheelhouse, isn't it? It's a bit of you, isn't it, this?
Yes and no. Let's... where do you want to start, right? Because both albums came out in 1997 and both albums came out in May.
Well, they were 10 days apart. And Emperor slightly edged it on what came out previously. Should we start with Emperor?
I was going to suggest finishing with Emperor.
Oh.
Purely because I think there's more to talk about.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to let you guide me on this, John, because, you know, I imagine you in a little tuxedo with your conductor's wand. What's it called?
A little stick.
Your little stick. Your cock. Let's just call it a conductor's cock for this, in this instance. You're stood there with your conductor's cock hanging out, tapping it on a
sheet music stand.
Sheet music stand. And telling everyone to get ready to play.
I mean, it's a look. I don't know if that's necessarily what they were going for.
Yeah, and it's a horrible image to picture, actually, especially
if you are picturing a cock rather than a wand, and yeah, of course.
John's in particular, in a little suit.
All right, look, let's enough of that. Let's
do you want to move on from that?
Let's swing into Dimmu.
All right, swinging in like a swing cock.
Right, this is.
Wait, who are we doing? Dimmu,
this is Dimmu Borgir's third studio album.
Yeah,
I believe, was it the first on Nuclear Blast that they did?
I don't know what album it came out on. Sorry, what label it came out on? It, yeah, but I think it was their third. Yes, and this was the one that kind of this propelled them up a level, didn't it? In popularity and fame.
It did. It did. I'd never listened to this album before. I'd only ever done, I think it was a previous one to this.
Oh, you've listened to this band before?
Yes.
Yeah?
But they're not a band that stuck with me. I kind of listened to it a couple of times and I was just like, yeah.
Okay.
So it was quite nice to sort of spend time with the album this week. I guess you're completely entirely new to this then.
The only thing I'd ever heard by Dimmu Borgir was one song I'd heard by them, which was like a single of theirs that came out. It was quite a long time ago, maybe 2003. And it was, I can't, the song was something, it was, it's one of their big songs. It was something, The Great Apocalypse. And it was a big budget video. And it, the song was so like grandiose.
Yeah.
Like the orchestrated parts, and it sounded like, but they were from like a Batman movie from the 90s. It was that kind of, you know, the production on it was huge.
Yeah.
On those parts. Yeah. It was quite good, actually. I always quite liked that song.
Progenies of the Great Apocalypse. That came out in 2003 on.
Do you remember that one?
I don't know. I was just looking it up now, though. I assume then that they went way more symphonic than they were on this record.
Yeah, but they
if what you're saying is.
Yeah, I guess so. But then they were very symphonic on this one, right?
Yeah, but you can hear sort of the. It doesn't lead the way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was more in an addition to the black metal rather than.
I do think it's quite prominent, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess so. Well, should we just jump straight on in?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Wow.
What?
So much attitude today.
This album as well, I read somewhere, this was their first album in English.
Oh, was it? Okay. They're Norwegian, aren't they?
They're Norwegian, yeah. And I think this is viewed as kind of their last album that could be viewed as a black metal album.
So what I was saying was correct then, right? They went less black metal, more symphonic.
Yeah. But okay. What I'm saying is I still think that there's a lot of symphony on this album.
Yeah. Yeah, that is littered throughout. But
it's almost constant, right?
Yeah, but I still think that it's more a black metal album than it is a symphonic metal album.
Yeah, I'd say so. But can you imagine we just keep having this like constant back and forth? I think for me, right, this is what I'm going to kind of get into when we talk about this, is that the symphonic part on it really sticks out to me, and yep. Not in a positive way. I don't really like it.
Okay.
I think it's too, for me, and I know it's symphonic metal, there's too much of it on here for me, and it seems too, it doesn't seem as blended in places as I've heard on other stuff that we'll be talking about later on. There seems to be quite a lot of space between the kind of the black metal guitars and drums and stuff and the symphonic stuff on top.
Okay, yeah. Do you think that's
Not everywhere. I think in some places it works a lot better than others, but some parts I feel sound like they're sat right on top, quite high in the mix, and takes away from what else is going on.
Yeah, I was going to ask you then, do you think that's a mix / mastering issue rather than what they're actually doing?
No, I think it's intentional. I think that it's intention. They want it to sound like that.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of get where you're coming from. I thought there were areas where it worked really well.
What if you do it enough?
That's so true. A broken clock is right twice a day, isn't
it? Exactly. You throw enough simps at the wall.
Yeah, it's bound to stick somewhere. Actually, do you know what? That's a pretty great analogy for this record in general for me. There were some moments that were really good. I think track two, Spellbound, I thought that was one of the better songs on there. There was really cool, like, organ sounding.
Yeah, kind of I've got synths. A note about that.
Yeah, with like the blast going over the top.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Again, with the track after it as well, in Death's Embrace, I thought that was a really good use of the synths there, of the keys, because it was quite an emotive moment in the song. They had a really cool like chord progression, and they had this really nice like guitar lick that sort of went over the top of the kind of key motif like the second time through, which I thought was pretty well executed. But then after that, I don't know, man, it just started to kind of fall off a little bit until you get to Tormentor of Christian Souls. But I guess we'll talk about that. Unless, do you have a standout?
I am. Well, can I just say about the one you were just talking about, track three in Death's Embrace?
Yeah.
I found the intro to that song so annoying. and it went on for so long that I remember thinking, you could just, if someone just looped this and made me listen to it, it'd be like torture.
I can't really remember how the intro started. I just remember the middle of it.
It was like it was whatever. I think it was like a sort of a double kick mid pacing, but you just had like, and this was the bit of the symphonic element that I didn't like on the album, was you had the rip playing then a very like quite clean piano,
yeah,
doing stuff over the like twinkling over the top, and they did that in a few songs, and that was the bits that I really disliked. But the way they did it in the intro, it just looped and looped and looped. It sort of went on for, I don't know, felt like sort of 12 times or something like that. Yeah.
Too long. Did you have a standout on this album?
Standout-wise, what did I do? I liked that Spellbound that you were talking about. There were some really good riffs in there that I enjoyed. I did have that, you were about to mention Tormentor of Christian Souls.
Yep.
I liked that. I found that, I remember thinking the lyrics were over the top and cheesy, but musically I thought it was really good. It was quite a cool kind of almost fast, thrashier sort of parts in it, which I liked.
Yeah, there was almost like a punky feel for the verses.
Yeah.
And in between the kind of verses, they had this really enjoyable synth moment to break it up. I don't know, man. I thought this song was definitely the standout, and I quite enjoyed the cheesy lyrics to it.
But they were quite offensive. Easy to make out the words, weren't they, as well? And
yeah, they were.
It was like ripping out fingernails and things. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, it was an all-out assault on the Christian faith, wasn't it? And
wow. Edgy. Very edgy.
Edgy.
Very on brand as well. I liked, there was a couple of songs after, it's called Master of Disharmony, which I thought was good. There was a cool, like, and they didn't do it very much, but there was a cool, like, tremolo pick guitar part. Yeah. On it again, the vocally a lot through this ruined songs for me. I found the vocal patterns that he used were quite cheesy, quite obvious, and then you can make out the lyrics in places, and I was like, oh wow, they're really like full on.
I know what you're saying. I think obvious is definitely a good word, and I think that it feels like they were trying to just appeal to a lot more people with this. It was kind of like, I don't want to say watered down black metal, but it was very, very, what's the word? Gateway almost. You could imagine someone hearing this first and being like, ooh.
There was sections in it though, when they just went kind of full on blast beats and you know, I don't know, there was bits of it that I felt sounded authentic and quite good, but it never really did it even for a whole song, kept up to a sort of level that I was enjoying anyway.
I'm looking over my notes now, right, and pretty much I'd say five of the songs I've put average, middle of the road, like it's quite nondescript as well.
Did you find there was quite a lot of these like sort of mid-pace kind of songs that were almost interchangeable, really?
Yep, definitely.
I don't know what I was expecting this from you. I was expecting you to sort of love it a little bit. I don't know why.
Nah, like I thought, because I messaged you yesterday, didn't I? I was like, I'm dying to know your take on it. I thought you were going to hate it, like all of it.
I didn't like it. I've got to be honest. I didn't like it. There were moments that I thought were quite good, but they were few and far between, and in general as an album I found it very boring, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
But I would say actually my main gripes were the amount of like symphonic songs. Sounds going on it, but then I get that that is their sound, so my bigger gripe is actually probably with the vocals.
Okay.
And I'm not saying he's a bad, but I feel like his voice is actually quite good, but just the how he uses it, I wasn't much of a fan on.
Okay, yeah, the vocals didn't really annoy me so much. It was just the kind of each song just felt quite, I don't want to say plodding, but it just kind of went on and didn't really go anywhere. And if they did, they'd sort of just change direction at some sort of random point without much like progression to that point. which kind of hurt its score.
Yeah, I think largely the structuring of the songs and the songwriting was quite dull and basic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to score and move on.
One thing I was going to say, though, I noticed that there was an extra track on the track listing that wasn't on the Spotify one. I don't know if it was like a...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I was expecting...
Rob Jewel.
Don't read it out. Spieler. Don't read it out. It's actually kind of got an English translation, I think.
Yeah, Rob Jewel reflects the mist of the Drachimin.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Thanks.
Yeah, should we score this one and move on?
Yeah. You go first.
I've given it a 3.1.
I'm going to go 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me a bigger, bigger fan. That doesn't feel right to me.
It's just the way this it works, mate.
I know, I'm not going first anymore.
I was always going to go below what you said as well, just to make you seem like you were the bigger fan.
Really? This is more your thing than me, though, John.
It is more my thing, but it's just not really done that well. And like,
no.
When you were comparing it to Emperor's album, it's night and day. Yeah. Because that is a segue, thank you. Not only were they released in the same month, in the same year, in the same country, in the same style, the artwork's pretty much, I mean, if you flick between the two, it's hard to kind of, at a quick glance, tell which is which, because they've both got that green, dark green.
Similar palette, isn't it?
Very similar palette. I mean, so it's very easy to compare these two, right? If anything, these are probably the most comparable albums in the genre, you know, to do with like release date, the way it looks and the way it sounds.
Yeah.
But it's night and day, man. I think it's clear that Emperor's musicianship just far excels what Dimmu were doing.
Dimmu?
Dimmu.
Your mates are them. Right.
What are your thoughts?
Emperor.
Yeah.
Emp. The Penguins. Emperor Penguins. Call him. I mean, I really enjoyed... I mean, put it this way, I really enjoyed this Emperor album and didn't really enjoy the DB album.
Yeah, which makes sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the level in quality in songwriting, riffs. Just I felt like listening to this is the way they incorporated the symphonic elements into their black metal was blended in so well.
Yep.
That it felt like it was always, when it was being used, it was always elevating the song, and it was always working alongside the guitars and the drums and stuff, compared to when listening to Borgie's album, where it felt like it was, to me, sort of almost sat on top of the mix and sort of trying to take the sort of center stage with it. Whereas I felt just with this Emperor one, it just all kind of fit in with one another and sort of blended in really nicely.
Yep. Yeah, agree. It's just so much more clear, as in like it's so much, it just seems so much better than the one that we were just listening to. When we got this album last week, I said to you, there's one of the best black metal songs ever written on here.
Do you know what? I thought I might have figured out which one that you meant, but I had a lot of songs I enjoyed on this that I actually don't know. Should I give you what probably my favorite was?
Yeah.
Is it the Acclamation of Bonds?
No.
Huh? Okay. Well then, which other ones was that was good? Thus Spoke the Night Spirit?
No, but that song is amazing.
Yeah, that was one of my other highlight tracks. Go on, tell me which one.
The Loss and Curse of Reverence.
Yeah, that was really good. That was the one before the one.
Acclamation of Bonds, yeah.
Yeah. So, that was great. I remember thinking today, listening to them, that those two songs in a row are like an amazing sort of 1-2.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't like the one afterwards, though. That was my least favourite.
Yes, with Strength I Burn, that was, I also wrote that was my least favourite on there. However, around towards the end of the song, there's some really, really nice chord progressions and it has a really good solo around it.
Yeah, I had that from like around 5:50. There was like some sort of fast black metal parts were really good. My issue was that there was a lot of sung parts on there. It was quite Viking meta. It reminded me of the sung parts in Windir.
Yep. I literally actually started with a core vocal hook around 2 minutes in, very Nordic, very Viking.
Yeah, that absolutely, I was like, oh no. I was really pleased when I saw it was kind of right at the end of the album and that I'd done most of it and there wasn't
more of that. Yeah, it's definitely there. They did a lot more singing on this album than previous.
Yeah.
Is their second album.
This is the second one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I found an initial listen, I was a bit, when I heard the sung vocals, I was like, oh, they're doing that. But as I listened to it more and more, most of the sung vocals in there that they did, I didn't actually mind at all. I found that they were quite sparing with them and they were more, slightly more ambient. Like yep. they would let them sit a little bit further back than you know, sometimes, like that Windir album, when they would do the sung parts, they would sound like there was about 80 people singing them in harmony and it would be really full on, whereas I felt Emperor kind of kept it quite subtle and it didn't take over.
Yeah, definitely.
John, what's track 4 called?
Ensorcelled by Chaos.
I typed these out right and my autocorrect, because it's Chaos spelled with a K.
It, on this album, yeah, but not...
Yeah,
in,
well,
not,
yeah, no, I don't mean... In, yeah, yeah, but it's auto-corrected to khakis. I don't know what ensorcelled means, but I've wrote ensorcelled by khakis. Sort of green trousers.
Some mystical khakis that are just...
yeah, khaki, yeah. I'm not going to change that.
No, don't. That song was cool as well. That song was fast as well.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Fast.
There was that... I really liked... There was, I think it was track 3, that is it Thus Spake the Night Spirit?
Yeah.
There was the final part of it, the melodic part they did, and it was so great.
Yeah.
The vocals came in and they I didn't think they were actually that necessary because I thought the guitar in itself was such a really cool melodic kind of plucked out chords riff.
Yeah, they were like open out. Just let it all kind of open the chord out by picking it, wouldn't they? And
yeah, it was really good though. I love the way they moved into that. I thought that was a real highlight of the album for me, that part.
It's pretty crazy, man, to think that they would have still been quite young when they wrote this.
Yeah.
The musicianship is insane, especially like the drums as well. The drums are incredible on this album.
They are. This was a newer drummer, right? This wasn't that drummer that got done for that killed someone.
Was that Faust? Was he the one that killed someone?
Yeah. Like, he was out of the band by now, wasn't he?
Yes, this was someone called Trim.
Oh, okay.
And actually, there's actually a Euronymous guitar lick.
Yeah, it was the second song, wasn't it?
That's right.
They took the riff from it was like an unnamed Mayhem song.
Yeah, that's right. Even though he was murdered 3 years before, man.
Wow, but it was on. If I was just looking at it now as well, it was an unfinished song, and it was on. It came out on a bootleg in the end.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. There was a quote actually where I can't find where it is, but it was how they wanted. I think they put it on the back of the album cover. Where is it? He was talking about how it's sophisticated black metal, but I can't find where.
Oh, really? What, this album?
Yeah. Or no, just Emperor in general is what he was saying. How can I not find this?
How did that go down? Did he get like a backlash for that? Or
I have no idea.
You, John, you're quite a big Emperor fan, aren't you?
I love In the Night Side Eclipse. It's one of my favourite albums.
Which is the one before, it's their debut.
Their debut, yeah, in 1994. That's one of my favorite albums, not just black metal, but I'm just talking in general.
Yeah.
And then I only ever really did the Reverence EP, which sort of came before this, but it had that song on it, the Loss and Curse of Reverence. And then it had two extra tracks, which were on the end of this album that we haven't reviewed.
Yeah, I didn't listen to those.
Yeah, so they were on that EP. They're the only kind of Emperor. I never really listened to this album much. I did it a few times, but it didn't take me as much as Nightside did. But after spending more time with it this week, I'd say it's probably going to move into the rotation a lot more.
I was going to ask you this. Yeah. So you hadn't done this album very much?
No. Previous. I've done, a few songs off it, but I never really would do it from start to finish, no.
Yeah, I really liked it, man. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, really good. Really good. One thing that was a bit strange was the last song, right? It was an instrumental.
Like an outro-y sort of thing, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it kind of, I would have almost preferred it on the end of the track before with Strength I Burn.
What, as part of it?
Yeah, I just don't think it needed to be its own song.
Do you think they did that to kind of boost the track amount?
Potentially.
Because seven sort of might seem a bit too close to an EP.
A bit short, yeah. Potentially. And or maybe they thought this track before was already too long, because I think it was like 8 minutes or something.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. Oh, yeah, can you imagine?
A little 10-minute ender. But I don't know. I just that's like my only gripe, really, just that bit. And it's not even anything to get mad at.
My only gripe is actually that song that was Strength I Burn, the sort of Viking metal one.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Do you know one thing as well that I noticed about it? The artwork I really liked and found it very difficult to kind of work out what was going on. But
yeah, did you figure it out?
No, but do you know who did it?
Who?
Stephen O'Malley from Sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know he did all like artwork and stuff.
Yeah, he did. He did the artwork to this. He did the sleeve design.
Ah, that's cool.
But I still can't quite. There's like a, is there a horse in it or a dragon? There's stuff. I can't really figure it out.
Yeah, I can't either.
Okay. That was going to lead into something. Were you going to tell me what it was?
I think it's spires of castles, potentially, with, yeah, I guess there is definitely a horse in there, isn't there, in the bottom right?
I feel like there's a battle of some sorts going on. I don't know, yeah. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's a weird one. How'd you feel about the text in the bottom left?
Well, the title?
Yeah.
That's above me.
No? It just, it seems quite stretched.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's not, not easy to read.
Nah, it's definitely not.
But no, it doesn't bother me. That sort of stuff bothers you more than me, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Score?
Do you know what? When I found myself, each time I listened to it, I gave it a point one more.
Yeah.
From my original score. And so I've ended on a 4.3.
Damn. Nice. I think I'm going to give this... I think because I love The Loss and Curse of Reverence so much, I'm going to give this a 4.6.
Yeah.
Like that. I just can't get enough of that song.
Did you up your score once you heard mine?
Only by a bit. I was thinking around 4.4, 4.5.
Were
and
you
then
really?
You said 4.3, and I was like, ooh, I can't do that again.
So, because Emperor, better band.
Yeah. I mean, when you put the two side by side, it is night and day, isn't it?
Yeah, man. And do you know what? When it's like that, and they're both bands are playing a very similar style, you know, it's not like one of them was like a symphonic metal band and one was a symphonic black metal band. They're playing a very similar style. It made it really difficult to listen to the Dim Dims album. Like I felt like I was when we were, like every time I had to listen to that, I was like, oh, for God's sake, like,
yeah, I just wanted to be listening to Emperor instead of the bourgeois.
It was tricky to find the motivation to do this Dim Bourgeois album.
Yeah,
I said in full then.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
Shall we Right, we need to figure next week.
Yeah, what's left? There's like two left, is there? There's British and...
There might be three. There could be three. There's three that comes to mind. Wait, let me get the list. We have got three left, and this is okay. It. I'm not going to think of any more.
Okay, I can't. Yeah.
We've got folk.
Yep.
Which I've never listened to folk metal, have you?
No. Is that even a, like...
No, it's a thing. It's a thing. We've got speed. Yep, which we're going to have a chat about speed metal, because I can't figure that out. I can't figure out the difference between that and thrash metal.
I always thought speed metal was more like traditional heavy metal, but faster.
No, you have to name me some bands. That's my. I get the definition of it, but I can't. I don't know bands that fit into
all right,
that.
Well, should we do speed metal then? And fucking educate ourselves.
Let's educate ourselves. Is that how you're educating me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Let's go get some speed metal. Let's go out and score some speed metal.
Okay, I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, you got one?
I've got one.
I've got good. A little known band, Judas Priest.
Judas Priest?
Uh-huh.
Are they speed metal?
Painkiller. Yeah, they're speed metal. Heavy metal, heavy metal with a dollop of speed.
Do you think?
Yeah. I've done this album before. It's definitely, there's some speed to it.
There's some speed to it. You're confident with it.
Yeah, I'm confident we can go with this.
Okay. All right. I'm happy then. It's on you. Although, do you know what? I've Googled it and it has got its genres. It's heavy metal, thrash metal, speed metal. So it's good enough for me.
Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Well, I have got what might be a little known band because I've never heard of them. They are called Exciter.
Exciter. Exciter. I think I've heard.
You've heard of Exciter?
Of, but never liar, listened liar. To. Liar.
Absolute liar. Where are they from?
Germany.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. This album, it looks like it's a... Yeah, they're a speed metal band. The album's called Kill After Kill.
Okay, sounds promising.
Came out in 92.
Okay, Painkiller came out in 90, so it's very early doors.
These are early doors speed ones.
Yeah.
This is going to be quite new for me, speed metal. I don't know if I've ever heard speed metal, but I probably have, but just didn't know what it was. I get a bit confused with it. I feel like it's a sort of a weird crossover with thrash as well, and I'm never quite sure what's
yeah.
what.
Yeah, it's hard to kind of pinpoint what speed is without referring to like thrash bands, I guess. Or
well, look, we haven't got thrash bands this week, have we? So we got a
no. It's true. I just always assumed it was like a faster heavy metal.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Do you know what? On paper, I like the sound of that.
Yeah,
I'm excited for this. It's going to be a low-key good week, this one, I think.
I think you'll enjoy Painkiller, and there's a couple of songs on it that could potentially be up your street.
Okay. Well, look, let's skedaddle.
Skedaddle, yeah.
And we'll see everyone next week for Speed Metal. John, I don't want to do the endings anymore. Can you do them?
Yeah, but you do the start then, and I'll do the end.
Yeah, because your starts.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with you. I feel like you're like, I don't know, you know, like a sort of a sportsman who's out of form.
I think I'm in my own head with the intro.
Exactly. I think you need to sort of go onto the bench. You need to be benched for the intro. Well, Let me do a few.
Maybe not bench, but like a position
shift. The intro. You'll come straight off the bench as I finish in the intro.
Okay.
You sub straight on as I finish it.
Sub straight on. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
I'm subbed off for the ending. So I'm being subbed off and you're doing the ending.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed symphonic metal as much as we did. Don't forget to like, comment and subscribe to all the usuals. Also, we've started updating our YouTube a little bit more. So go show it some love, give it a little subscribe and a like. It goes a long way. And yeah, join us next week for Speed.
I'm still subbed up.